Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are trading. In Kansas City, July wheat 750 and a quarter is down 3/4. July wheat in Chicago is $7 even, down 5.5. To the September contract at 710 is down 5.5 as well. July corn 650.5 down 11.5. September 587 down 10.25. The December at 560.5 down 6.75. Go out to July of 14 at 583.25 down 4.25. July soybeans 1531.5 up 21.5. September 1363.75 up 16.5. November 1321 up 16.75. July soybean meal 454.30 up $7. July soybean oil at 48.42 is up 5 cents. June live cattle 120.32.5 down 97.5. August feeders 143.97.5 down 35. And June lean hogs are 95.75 and they are up 12.5.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the futures market is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
To what do we owe this strength in the soybean pit this morning?
Well, we're seeing continued concerns about the bean crop going into the ground. Corn trades fairly well. Knowledgeable of where we're at with that, but the bean side of the equation, just not seeing the forecast cooperate. Not only beans first time around, but also too going to be some probably replant beans and double crop beans could be a concern if this pattern stays wet through the month of June in through here. Then too, when you look a little longer term in through here, the beans in the southern hemisphere just aren't coming out as fast as they anticipated. And we're looking at a little bit more global demand for beans as we move down the road here also. So just a combination of things. Seem to want to buy beans, sell corn, buy beans, sell wheat. Beans continue to sort of be in the spotlight here as we start out here this first week of June already.
And the marketer's going to want to know how much more this weather rally might have in it because these are good numbers and some of them might want to do some hedging.
Well, as far as the bean objective on November futures, we're looking at this 1345, 1350 areas, the next target. If we can clear 13.5, they'll be talking $14. But our next objective is 13.5. We're fairly close to there. We've been continuing to do the simple thing here to sort of have your cake and eat it at the same time. We've been continuing to use strategies to put in a price floor and leave your upside open. It's been a great asset to go down that path here over the last 6 months from the point that you're not committing bushels and also, too, you're going to be able to pick up the increase in basis levels as we move into this fall. So that continues to be our number one strategy here as we move forward, Dave.
What kind of stiff resistance, if in any, do you expect at the 1324-25 level?
There'll be a little bit. We've been to 1331 here today.
And we've backed off.
More significant resistance be up around 1345. If you close lower today, that will be a reversal to the downside, and that would indicate, today's high is probably it for a while. Momentum indicators are overbought. It's ripe, for a correction in through here. So a lot of the technical crowd will be watching the close today to sort of see if these indicators roll over for good or not.
What do you think about 45-50% of the soybean crop still to go in the ground when we get the report this afternoon?
Oh, yeah. I think that's I think we got more than that, really. A lot of guys got, good chunk of corn in. A lot got half in, but there's a lot that didn't have any beans in yet. So I'd be surprised to see the true number over 50% planted on beans. I know it's kind of a visual observation as you drive through the countryside, but there's a lot of beans that go in the ground. That's why beans are going to maintain a premium to the rest of the market here until we get this planting progress resumed.
Okay, let's turn our attention to the corn market, which started out the overnight session strong and has given it all up plus some today.
Yeah, we've seen a good rally in the corn. Emotions were high last week, and corn rallied 60 cents off that low there, and it's overbought. Had a lot of people panic buying through here, and it's kind of due to consolidate. If you look at a chart there, we're back to this 570 area where there's been substantial resistance here over the last 3 months. And it's going to take a close or two above 570. If that happens, that'll open the door to $6. On the corn supply-demand balance sheet, bean, they've built in a big, big demand base for next year. If that holds true, we've got a situation where corn won't be in a bullish until we move down the road here, make sure that the demand base really kicks in. Corn-wise, 2 billion bushel carryout. If you lose 2 million acres of corn, 3 million acres of corn, mm-hmm. You take corn carryout down to 1.3, which is still enough to satisfy that demand.
It's comfortable, but it is a lot tighter than 2 billion.
Correct, and over a billion's a lot bigger than what we've been looking at here over the last 2 years.
Yeah, somewhere around 600 million, maybe 400 million. Who knows what the number might be, because at some point USDA says and puts their hands up and says no mas.
Well, we're a pipeline. So
yeah, pipeline supplies, whatever
pipeline,
that is.
If you know what pipeline is, you're there.
Right. So from the standpoint of the hedger on the corn, what are you thinking?
Same thing, 570, even beans. We're back to levels where we were last winter. 2 weeks ago, the average guy said, boy, I'd give anything if we get back to those levels, and we're here. Now everybody's a little gun-shy. But the same strategy to take the stress off the marketing, to do what's right, is the price floor. You've got some downside protection, your upside's open, and you need to do this minimum price floor type of strategy, because even though you have crop insurance, some of the pencil pushers are saying you need to at least pick up 50 cents in the market to really get a true hedge on, to truly pick up what you deserve in the marketplace.
Those people that were smart enough a few weeks ago to lock up their bases in soybeans, they're really smiling today, I'm sure.
Well, old crop, there shouldn't be any reason to have any left in it through here. These are good levels. If you're hanging on past this time frame, yeah, you're speculating.
Mm-hmm.
As far as new crop goes, I think basis this fall is going to be a lot better than it is right now in the new crop.
Thank you much there, Kurt.
All right, take care, Dave.
That's Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Corn tick in the marketplace. July wheat in Kansas City, the hard red winter, is 746, down 5. July wheat in Chicago, 699 and a quarter, down 6 and a quarter. July corn is 651, down 11, now 10 and 3 quarters. December is 558 and a quarter, down 9. July soybeans, 1531 and a quarter, up 21 and a half. November, 1319 and a half, up 15 and a quarter. July soybean meal, 454.10, up 690. July soybean oil, 48.50, up 12 cents. June live cattle, 120.35, down 95. August feeders, 144, down 32.5. June lean hogs at 95.80, up 17.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.